Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And please join in our gathering hymn, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My dear brothers and sisters, as we now gather before this altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, grant your people constancy in faith and hope, that we may never doubt the promises of which we have learned from you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, some Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won over the crowds. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. On the following day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. After they had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." They appointed presbyters for them in each church with prayer and fasting, commending them to the Lord in whom they had put their faith. Then they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported what God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Then they spent no little time with the disciples. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might.
Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations.
Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
May my mouth speak the praise of the Lord, and may all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever.
Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Christ had to suffer and to rise from the dead, and so enter into his glory.
Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you
and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, my friends, we continue our journey through the farewell discourse of Jesus. It began last week, and we're going to read all about it this week, next week, and part of the week after that. So Jesus has a lot to say. Instead of just saying goodbye, keep warm and well fed, he's got a lot of instructions for his disciples. And so that's why it's important that we sit and take it section by section by section, read it, chew on it, let it soak deep in our hearts and transform our lives. And so with today's section of his farewell discourse, we get the beautiful talk about peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Think about that, that one little simple phrase, not as the world gives. Because if you all were to define peace, how would you define it? I think we'd all say, well, peace is where you have a roof over your head, a nice bed to sleep in. Peace is where you have a secure job. Peace is where you have money in the bank. Peace is where you have food on the table. Peace is where you have clothes on your back. Peace is where you have your car working properly. Well, that's worldly peace. When everything in the world around us is smooth and in perfect order, then we feel at peace. But yet, look at that kind of peace. It's here one minute, gone the next. The roof leaks. Our clothes wear out. The bed gets lumpy. The car breaks down. You know, where we work at, they may close up shop or we may get fired. The bank runs out of money, and so our world is thrown into turmoil and trials and tribulations. But yet Jesus says, the peace I leave with you is not like the world gives. So what kind of peace is that? I think the peace that he offers us, and we've seen this so often throughout the Gospels, is that even during those times of tribulation and turmoil, we have nothing to be afraid of, nothing to worry about. A while back in one of my homilies, I mentioned that throughout the Bible, the Old Testament, New Testament, there are 365 times when the words, "be not afraid," or "fear not," is proclaimed. Think about that. 365 passages. So you could take a passage a day to let you know that everything's going to be okay. And that's the peace that our Lord offers us, letting us know that everything's going to be okay. He's right there by our side. You know, remember the story of the disciples as they're being tossed about in the boat on the waves? They cried out to the Lord. What did he do? He calmed the waves. That's who Jesus is in our lives. He calms the storms. He tells us, be not afraid. Later on in this passage too, he says, do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. See, he's letting us know it's going to be okay. And as I was thinking of this passage too, I was reminded of the beautiful prayer from St. Teresa of Avila. You know, let nothing disturb you. Nothing frighten you. All things are passing. Nothing is wanting of him who possesses God. God alone suffices. You see, she knew that sense of peace in her lifetime. And when you read the lives of the saints, especially the martyrs and all that they went through, they had that sense of peace as well, because they knew that the Lord was right by them, right by their sides, walking with them and even carrying them through their time of trials and tribulations. And that's what the Lord is for us as well. And so as we celebrate this Mass today, I want you to reflect on your own lives. Are you going through a time of trial? Are you going through a time of tribulation or turmoil? If you are, wrap it up in prayer. Place it on the altar. Say, Jesus, I surrender this to you. You take care of it. And he will. He'll be there giving you that sense of peace that it's going to be okay. I invite you to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world. For the Holy Father, all bishops and priests, that by their devotion to Our Lady, they will be strong examples of holiness for all, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood, consecrated life, and marriage, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in the world, that violence will cease, and that God will heal all nations and hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the protection of human life and religious freedom, that government leaders and people of goodwill will work together against the growing threats of these fundamental rights, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Julie Bors, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our Saint Joseph, Saint Gabriel, Saint Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts. And if it is your will, we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Humble spirit and contrite hearts may be accepted by you, O Lord, a mere sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name,
for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Receive, O Lord, we pray, these offerings of your exultant church, and as you have given her cause for such great gladness, grant also that the gifts we bring may bear fruit in perpetual happiness, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times to acclaim you, O Lord. But in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. By the oblation of his body, he brought the sacrifices of old to fulfillment in the reality of the cross, and by commending himself to you for our salvation, showed himself the priest, the altar, and the lamb of sacrifice. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world,
Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with you always,
and with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your love and mercy, be protection of mind and body, any healing remedy.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy Mother Mary received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Christ. Alleluia.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Look with kindness upon your people, O Lord, and grant, we pray, that those you are pleased to renew by eternal mysteries may attain in their flesh the incorruptible glory of the resurrection, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
This Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.